What do children call somebody who's always running and telling on the others?
He's a tailtrainer.
Do they use that only for children, or can a telltale be?
Well, it could be. Mm-hmm. Could be used.
Can it be used for an older person too?
Well, I'd say yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The things that a child might play with. What is it children play with?
Well, might play with dog or a cat or an instrument.
If you had little things that a little kid liked to play with,
that'd be a ball, mm-hmm. Something of that nature.
Well, altogether, all the things that he liked to play with, you'd say that. Well, that's just the children's.
That's his play. Mm-hmm. Instrument play. If I was going to speak about the child playing with something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you some more, how to say different things?
Okay. I don't know how well I'm asking.
Oh, fine. You know, you were talking about the sunrise. You might say, if somebody says, what time did the sun rise this morning? You say, well, the sun?
Rose at 7 o'clock.
And you might say, we were out a little late this morning because when we started out in the field, the sun had already
shining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking about rise though, had it already?
If we started in the field, we'd say we started before sun up.
Mm-hmm.
After sun up, or whatever the question might be.
I see. You might say that, but the sun had already
risen.
Now, speaking about what the winds do, the rain poured and the wind
blew.
You might say, that was bad, but it's even harder than that. It blew a lot, but it's even harder than that in the past. It has.
Well. The wind blew considerably hard last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you might say that it blew real hard, but in years past, using the word blow. You might say if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze over.
Uh-huh. And you might say, well, before I got out there, it had already
frozen over.
If